together.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Interesting. I just got a report here. National show host says, America is primarily a Christian nation, and its churches and synagogues are filled with parishioners who are screaming for preachers and pastors and rabbis to speak the truth, and they're not getting it. He goes on and says, in many churches and synagogues, he said, the only thing they're getting is mumbo jumbo. Well, for the most part, he's right, isn't he? Well, what happens when you actually get someone who believes what he says and knows what he's talking about?
You get 1776.
Is that what happens?
That's what happens.
Folks, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. It is Thursday, February 23rd, 2012. If you'd like to go onto our website, it is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go on my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it is Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. That number again is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, a quick heads up. We are working on a second hour right now due to the response, again, of our listeners. Why? Our listenership has doubled since our last report, which was in January. So, again, we want to thank you for that. And so give us a little time here. We're going to talk to Ted, the owner of Genesis Communication Network, hopefully in a week or two here, and we'll get that second hour rolling for you. And I want you guys to really realize the exertion, the energy that it takes from me and the other guy, the effort.
Mm-hmm. Effort.
The effort.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's work, yeah?
Yes, it is.
I'm totally playing. Folks, debate last night. What'd you think? Pretty crazy stuff. I wanted to say really quick, and I'll throw it over to the other guy for his comments here real quick. But if anyone is trying to believe in Willard Romney, that's Mitt Romney to you and me, you're going to have to tell me and the other guy in America how that works. And if you're asking yourself right now, well, what am I saying? What is Bradley Dean saying? Well, I'm saying, how do you believe in someone who doesn't know what he believes in? He hasn't figured that much out yet. He's still trying to figure that out. Did you notice yesterday during the debates, whenever there was applause, he would jump on that ship.
Yeah.
And he would say, I agree. I mean, he's getting better at what he's doing, but he's becoming a better manipulator is what he is. And I was surprised, to be quite honest with you. They were in Mesa, Arizona. I was surprised. I was surprised at the absolute foolishness of the folks in Arizona that were standing behind Willard Romney. And someone suggested that a lot of those people were probably bought and paid for to be there. And that's true because even yesterday, I don't want to say his minions. I don't want to be demeaning. I don't have anything against the guy other than the fact that he doesn't want to tell the truth. But some of his workers for his campaign were caught tearing down Rick Santorum signs. And I'm just trying to figure out how that works. This is all over as well. How that works for him that he's got to go so far and make every effort to try to smash Rick Santorum. Because what's happening here is Mitt Romney is paying for his Oval Office. That's what he's trying to do, folks. And the question I have for you, is it working? It was also kind of strange, I thought, the way Gingrich was being, because he was standing down to Romney. And I felt like, man, did someone like give you a phone call, Gingrich, and say, we got something on you, and if you don't take it easy on Mr. Willard Romney, we're going to pull it and make it public? Was he not being strangely quiet? By the way, the Daily Beast picked up on my vibe. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was kind of weird, too, just food for thought, the way Ron Paul was going after Rick Santorum. And I understand that you attacked the guy that's in the lead, but I thought it was strange that he was siding with Romney. Didn't anybody think that was kind of weird? And I said to my wife, I said, look at how they're strategizing against Santorum. Yeah. I said, these folks are threatened by Santorum. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, today, The Blaze actually reported an article that it was strange that Ron Paul and possibly Rand Paul were high-fiving Romney in a strange way. So I'm not the only one catching this stuff, and I'm glad that I have enough discernment to catch as to what's going on, but it was a little weird. Can anybody tell me what that was about?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought it was strange.
I think there's a lot of folks listening that may be Paul supporters that might be able to help us out here, because when you brought it up, my thought is this. Number one, I am so glad that Ron Paul is in this race, because the topics that he talks about are absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
And if we left it up even to the three, though I appreciate Santorum, I can't stand Willard Romney, never will, and I don't trust Newt Gingrich, not one of those three will really make the Constitution the focal point and the emphasis of what they're doing.
Well, you even heard Willard Romney, the last debate, look at Ron Paul or the debate before that and say, well, why don't you ask the constitutional scholar?
Let's ask
so
Ron
that
Paul.
That was a badge of honor to
That's
Ron
right.
Paul.
And it's causing all three of them, especially I've seen Newt Gingrich towing the line more so when he talks about issues that he did before. But now he's saying, you know what, Ron Paul's really influencing me here. I think that he's right. So I'm glad his discussion's in the debate. It wouldn't be the same. I don't think Ron Paul has a shot at getting it. He's got a lot of folks that like him. But I did bring to mind when you brought that up that I've never really heard him go after Mitt Romney at all.
No.
I've heard him cap on Gingrich hardcore.
Gingrich wouldn't either. And Gingrich, as a matter of fact, when he was attacked by Romney yesterday, he wouldn't even retaliate. He did for a second, and then he jumped ship, and then he just made it where he should have brought it. But the fact of the matter is he should have backhanded Romney with his comments. He should have. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. What happens to a country that turns itself on God's commandments? Let's take a look at the church stats paralleled with secular stats right after this break. 1-877-8079. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com. youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Another interesting point, and I'll get your thoughts on this, Jake, real quick. And folks, if you'd like to call in, 1-877-807-9977. I thought it was very interesting. Again, have you noticed how they put the kibosh on any moral questions? Folks, have you noticed that? And this is what people are dying to hear.
That's right.
I'll tell you why they don't do it anymore is because when they started to talk about the gay marriage issue, the homosexual marriage issue, people started booing in the crowds. They didn't want that to get out that people weren't in favor of it. That's why CNN won't put it out there. That's why ABC didn't put it out there. Fox has fallen right hook, line, and sinker along with the homosexual issue. And it's interesting to me. I thought to myself, you know what? Here's the next question, because I really do like watching the debate. Mm-hmm. Because I want to know who the guy is that can really take a strong stand. Mm-hmm. And I kept noticing that, you know, what about the economy? And then, you know what the next question was, folks, is what about the economy? And then, you know what the third question was, folks, what do you think about the economy? And then, you know what the fourth question was, is what do you think about the economy? The golden calf.
Yep.
Right. And then, you know what the sixth question was, Jake? What about the economy? And you know what the seventh question was and the eighth and ninth and tenth question was all the way to the end of the night? What about the economy? What are you going to do to make sure I can fill my pockets? Isn't that interesting? You know, God bless America, but America, don't bless God. Don't bless God. By talking about the issues that matter the most, you have an economy problem because you have a moral problem.
You know, and
for most people, haven't taken that yet. They haven't thought that far. They haven't thought things through yet. I said to my wife, I said, what a shame. What a shame on the American people. What was also interesting is CNN, when they had the people, the voters, as they call them, come up and ask the question, they already knew what the question was before the voter asked. Didn't anybody think that was a little bizarre? They were already vetted, screened. Why? And then the ones that CNN pulled up on the big screen for everybody to see had nothing to do with morality. But you know what? They did talk about this. This is important for everybody to understand. They did talk about the economy. I mean, as long as you got your money and you think everything's okay. Oh, one question did come out that kind of stuck out to me, stood out a little bit to me, was when they started talking about Iran and the threat. Wow. Doesn't the Bible say something about you'll hear a hissing from your enemy? And we've heard him for 40 years. And we think for some reason God's going to keep us safe from our enemies, but we're not going to do the things that God calls us and commands us to do.
Keep the innocent safe.
Doesn't the Lord say something like this? Doesn't he say, like, there's going to be a day when they come, and then you're going to call upon me, and the Lord's going to say back to you, no, go back to your gods. Mm-hmm. Go back to your money. Go back to your golden calf, and have him protect you. Have him spare your country. Have him spare you from 1,000 enemies, problems, sins, iniquities, whatever the case might be. And I said to my wife last night, I said, you know what? God bless America, because everybody's saying God bless America, but very few are blessing God by doing the things that he commands us to do. And folks, I don't care if I'm the only one standing in America telling you this stuff. Good for me. Good for me. It shows you whose side I'm on. And I want to make sure he's on my side as well. So there we have it. You know what they talked about, folks? The economy. And good for them. They talked about the economy. The money, the money, the money. But let's not go to the root of the issue. Because if we did that, then we might have to correct ourselves and be responsible. Mm-hmm. And then maybe what we can do is we can blame somebody else because we don't take responsibility. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing we have Obama there so we can blame him for all of our faults.
That's right.
No, he's a reflection of what we are, America.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he is. How far we have let things go before God.
Yep.
That's what he is.
And you know, interestingly enough, it was Rick Santorum, out of all the candidates, that said this isn't an issue, this is an economic issue or even a fiscal issue, or it is, but it's only as a result of a moral issue. Why does the federal government have subsidized programs for single mothers? Because single mothers are single. What causes a mother to become single? Now, I realize there's a lot of different things that could happen, but for the most case, it's fornication. It's sex outside of marriage, never getting married.
Yeah.
The moral issue is there's no sanctity in marriage. We can get a divorce at the drop of a hat. Nobody cares about that. Nobody considers that sin. Nobody considers adultery sin. Nobody considers what's going on through our airwaves and through our radio stations. The immorality is being pumped down on society right now. They don't see that at the end of the day, when we're bankrupted in Social Security, when we're bankrupted because people make immoral decisions, then they need us to bail them out, like banks or Wall Street, etc. They don't see that as a moral problem. They see that as a, well, how are we going to fix this? The point is, and this is to even what Ron Paul said, you don't fix it. Government can't fix it. We fix ourselves first. If we don't have self-government, no government in the world is going to be able to provide for us. It's just like the Bible says, hell enlarges its borders.
Yeah.
That's what's happening right now.
And the government creates the problem, along with Hollywood. They help create and encourage adultery and fornication. And then when 11-year-old, 12-year-old, 13-year-old, 14-year-old girls have babies,
yes,
then they stand there giving money to Planned Parenthood to abort the baby, murder the baby, right? Instead of telling the kid prevention is better than cure, instead of telling the kid thou shalt not commit adultery, restrain yourself, walk in grace before God, and be liberated. No, what they do is they wait for it to happen, the fruit of it, and then they want to kill it on the way out.
That's right.
You know, and then they think for some reason they can live the way that they want to live, not knowing they have blood on their hands.
Yep, getting rid of the fruit. And that's something you brought up, too. How will God protect us if we don't protect our innocent? I wouldn't expect that from God.
No.
If we don't protect the most innocent people in our country, which is an unborn child, why in the world would God protect us from Shaldi Lava Rava or whatever their names are all over the world? Why would he?
There's a new one coming up, springing up every week, Jake.
There is.
It's a
new towel guy.
Well, go ahead, Jake.
And then, you know, to go to the alleviating the burden, when you have situations where they're talking about economics and they're talking about the economy and things like that last night, there's one thing to talk about it and say, take the pressure off of us. In other words, less government.
Mm-hmm.
Take that out of the mix. But I know we're leading into another topic that's going to talk about the pastors and the priests and those that are supposed to preach the word of God in
society.
But
you said something key there, Jake. You said something key there. Folks, do not realize the more crime there is, the more government strengthens itself.
That's right.
It's encouraged. This is how tyrants work. They encourage the crime.
Yep.
Do you understand? You know, when they encourage the crime, then they come in with another law, don't they, folks? Who loses?
That's right.
You know, you do.
And I didn't understand that concept until probably about 2 years ago, because I thought that people sincerely want to do that, which is right. That's why they go serve. They want to create programs that actually help people. But no, they want to create programs, but they can't get another program, so they have to create a problem in order to get a new program. Then they learn how clever that works.
That's right. And that's how bureaucracy is created, Jake.
And then, so not out of a, oh, hey, we fixed that problem. We don't need that program anymore. Mm-hmm. It's never that.
It's never that. That's great. It is never that. The answer, folks, is never given to you through the flesh.
That's right.
Only God gives you liberty. That's why your rights come from the hand of God and not from the generosity of the state, said John F. Kennedy.
That's right.
Great point.
And it's kind of, I mean, it's kind
never
of like
the answer.
When you have just making a car purchase, for example, you go out and you purchase a car, you have a 5-year loan. At the end of the 5 years, your car is paid off, and are you happy or sad? You're happy. I no longer have to pay for this car. The government says, okay, we're into the 4th year, and 1 more year, the people are going to stop paying for this particular program. How do we convince them that their old Chevy is really junk, even though it's only 4 years old, and they need a new Chevy? We need to refinance. We need to get back on the payroll and keep it there. And, hey, we need to increase the people's lusts. So when they get handouts, we need to increase them now. That'll cause them to be more tenacious when it comes to voting time. I didn't understand that concept. Not too long ago.
Yeah.
I just didn't. I didn't think people actually do that to other people. They do it and they make a career out of it for their entire life.
Yeah.
And then you see their kids run for office
them. That's why there's, again, let's revert back to what you said. Rewind just a little bit. Well, the more immoral you become, the more government has control and power over your lives. And that's what the American people aren't paying attention to.
That's right.
And that's where, listen, you're going to fall into the hole that you dig, and that's exact, or the one that you allow to be digged or dug.
So to not bring up the topics of morality in that debate last night, again, Rick Santorum briefly touched on it, and it was good. He said, our source isn't the fact that we need to fund mothers that are single. The source is the fact that why are mothers single?
That's right.
Why is the family broken down? Why are public schools in shambles?
See, but what happens there, Jake, that's a prophetic message. Mm-hmm. And what happens is when you begin to talk, and folks, what happens is this message, the message of the Bible, teaches consequence for everything
that
we do in life. And if we don't want the bad consequence and we want the good consequence, well, then there's something called obedience.
That's right.
And that's what people don't want to do. They want something called licentiousness. They want to do what they want before God and create a God that looks just like them. And then what they don't do is they don't look in the mirror of God's law to figure out what the problem is. Now, folks, when we come back, we're going to talk to you about what happens to a nation that turns its back on God. Pretty interesting stuff. Pretty crazy stuff. Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Removed from the busy downtown, but within walking distance of the White House and the National Mall, the DoubleTree Washington is perfect for visiting the sites and monuments, or for just enjoying the fashionable DuPont Circle. Admire the architecture, while away the hours in a cafe, or stroll the tree-lined streets. DoubleTree Washington will be there to welcome you with our caring staff and warm cookie. Spring promotions are now being published as low as $119. Get yours now, or, like the cherry blossoms, they'll be gone quickly.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You guys ready for this?
Ready, ready.
Sit down, put your seatbelt on. Rum, rum,
click.
What happens to a country that turns itself on God's Ten Commandments? Well, you have man's 10,000 commandments. 1996 Promise Keepers survey at one of their stadium events revealed that over 50% of the men in attendance were involved with pornography within 1 week of attending the event. This is church population, folks. Over half of evangelical pastors admits viewing pornography last year. What's the problem, folks? In a 2000 Christianity Today survey, 33% of clergy admitted to having visited a sexually explicit website. What's the problem, folks? Thou shalt not commit adultery has been taken down. Lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. Yeah? Listen, no law, mm-hmm. No grace.
Yep.
Hey, no law of God, no gospel.
Mm-hmm.
No law, no sin. No sin, no need of a Savior.
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah. 29% of born-again adults in the U.S. feel it is morally acceptable to view movies with explicit sexual behavior. This is all the Barna Group, too, by the way, folks, who did the research. March 2007, at a small Christian conference in Austria, 75% of the 25 men in attendance admitted to being involved with porn. 50% within the past 6 months. See, folks, this is the fallout of false grace.
That's right.
They use it as a covering, a false covering. They think it's a covering. Instead of an empowerment to overcome their sin, they use it as a false covering to cover up their sin, so they think.
That's right, so they think.
March 2007, well, you can see the fruit of it, because we're talking about it today.
Yeah.
At a small Christian conference, April 6, 2007, 70% of the professed Christians, folks, this is a lack of Christianity, admitted to struggling with porn in their daily lives. You have got to be kidding me. Apparently, they haven't been driven to the foot of the cross yet, because it's hard to think of pornography when you're looking at someone namely the Son of God, bleeding and dying for your sins. It shows you where men's hearts are and how hard they are. Wow. Barna Research wrote a book in 1998 comparing the behavior of professed Christians, let's keep it in context, with non-Christians. Here's what they found. Examples of their similarity of behavior between Christians and non-Christians have been divorced among those who have been married, born-again, supposed born-again Christians. Folks, the Bible says that we're born of an incorruptible seed when you're born of the water and the Spirit. Right? So again, this is a lack of Christianity. Born-again Christians profess 27% have been divorced. Non-Christians, 23%. What's happened since 1962 when we said no to God's law? You're eating the fruit of it on a daily basis, folks. Took drugs or medication prescribed for depression in the past year. Professed born-again Christians, 7%. Non-Christians, 8%. Huh. That's not what I read when I read the Bible. I thought Christians hate what crucified Christ, namely their sin. And they want to live for his honor by living for him who died for them. It sounds like these guys are living for themselves and then they call it Christ.
Yeah.
It's a covering, but not of God. Read Isaiah 30. Watched an X-rated movie in the last 3 months. Professed born-again Christians, 9%. Non-Christians, 16%. Donated any money to a nonprofit organization in past month. Born-again Christians, 47%. Non-Christians, 48%. Who's worse, folks? The professed Christians are. Because they're hypocrites. This is sick. Bought a lottery ticket in the past week. Born-again professed Christians, 23%. Non-Christians, 27%. Wow. Attended a community meeting on local issues in the past year. Born-again professed born-again Christians, 37%. Non-Christians, 42%. Let me say this again real clear, folks. This is a reproach to the name of God. Most people are mad at Christians for what Christ rebuked them for. These are stats conglomerated by Barna Research in 1998. Barna concluded, he said, quote unquote, "We think and behave no differently from anyone else." Well, you might not, but I do. The power lies in the resurrection, folks, not only in your profession. And God will not leave himself without a witness to a hypocrite. "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel but not of me, and that cover with the covering but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin." You want to know why the professed church is tucking tail, folks? Because it's not the church. Mm-hmm. It's not the church, folks. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, saith the Lord, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing you have forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget your children." You know, as we look around, we can see that the kids in our country have been made a prey to whoever wants at them.
That's right.
By design, of course. But what did they have to pull down before they could begin to attack our children? Your children. The law of God. You see how that works? Again, back in 1962, 97% of the American people said, "Leave it alone." But they didn't enforce what they said. When the Supreme Court committed an oligarchy, which is illegal, where few rule over many. That's all that's going on here, folks. Mm-hmm. You have less than 3% of America judging you right now. Listen to me carefully. Less than 3% of America is being judged right now, while 97% tucks tail and runs the other way. If that offends you, so be it. I hope it brings forth godly sorrow, because I'm not going to repent of that. Did you know that during the Revolutionary War, it was less than 3% of America that God used to establish America as we know it, foundationally? I bet you didn't know that, did you? God doesn't need the majority. He can always use a minority, and you can just ask Gideon if you would like.
He needs the faithful and willing. You know, it brings me to a point you brought up that they have take down the laws. That's how you're able to go then for the kids. And I'm thinking of my own sons and daughter, one daughter. When we go to, for instance, when they get their hair cut, I teach the kids the law of God. We teach it every single day. They read their Bibles every single day. They know what mommy and daddy are busy about doing, the work of God's hand. When they go to a place to get their hair cut, the lady will ask them, oh, so what did Santa bring you? I don't stop and say, wait a minute, Mrs. Beauty Stylist. You don't talk to my children about Santa. My kids have it in their heart, so they automatically give what's already in their heart. They know the difference between right and wrong. My neighbor walks around smoking a cigarette. Guess what my little boy does? I don't run up to my neighbor and say, don't smoke around my children. You might teach them that it's okay. My little nine-year-old goes up to him and says, what in the world are you smoking for? That's stupid. Almost tactless, some people would think. But he knows what's right because what's right has been instilled in his heart. If you don't know the law, you don't have blessing. And the problem with these hypocrites, like you read the statistics before, is they're trying to get to Jesus, not because of what Jesus has done and what they can do as service to him, but the same way we're talking about on the debates, everybody wants to know about the economy. What are you going to do for me? So Christians that profess Christianity debase themselves to say, well, drugs didn't work for me. I got a divorce and I crashed my car. But maybe Jesus will give me something.
Well, that's what they're taught
and
through
they
the
throw
prosperity.
It on.
Yeah,
heretics. And then you see, but I mean, it's even mainline denominations. Prosperity exemplifies it to the extent, but most mainline denominations do the same thing. You get this peace in your heart or whatever it is. Then you move over to the debates. People that don't have Christ don't need to be hypocrites because they're not looking for a Christianity badge. They're just being who they are. That's why the stats are so close. But these folks that come in and they produce hypocrisy, because they want Christ to do something for them, not realizing that it's already been done for them. People that want to know what the government's going to do about the economy realize.
Just let's bring that to the natural, because the natural mind receiveth not the things of the Spirit, because they're spiritually discerned. That's like a bunch of people going to Arlington Cemetery or a veteran memorial and trying to resurrect the men that laid down everything so they can serve us again.
Yep.
Do you understand? That's pretty sick, isn't it, folks? But that's what the preachers of today teach their congregations. Gimme, gimme, gimme. My name's Jimmy. And I'll tell you what. Just ask him for whatever you want, and he'll become your new Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. No. Yet the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not yours. You're seeking the giver. Go to Jeremiah 29:11. Talks about seeking God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then you'll find him. We're not to seek the hand of God. We're to seek the heart of God. And the way that you see that is you have Christ evidently set before you and crucified. You see the price paid. Just like when I go to Arlington Cemetery. If I could go up to every parent that gave their son or daughter for my redemption to redeem me back into a free nation so I can have liberty, man, I want to do everything that I can do to honor their sacrifice. And that's exactly what I do in a spiritual sense. When I go to my father and say, thank you for what you did through Jesus Christ, I'm going to live for what he died for. Yep. And people don't get that much because they've never been driven to the cross, yet the Bible teaches that's the first prerequisite. Mm-hmm. And what do? They leave out the cross. That's why the prosperity preachers don't talk about the law of God, because it says, thou shalt not covet. Mm-hmm. And if they're preaching covetousness, they can't contradict themselves, though they do all the time, hand in glove. What they have to do is they have to get rid of God's law. Yep. And I'll tell you who fell for it is the congregants.
That's right. The churches. You saw that same methodology that they use. What is God going to give to me because I exclude the redemption? Now people come to government and say, what are you going to do to me? Not realizing your analogy that the government is our armed forces. The government is our veterans that are in Arlington Cemetery. They've already done that as their only duty.
They've already paid the price.
They can't do more. So our government is already done. To ask the government to do anything more means we're asking for a tyrant and a slave owner.
It takes faith. We have to respond to that which is finished.
Yep.
We have to respond
That's
by
right.
faith and
response.
Live for what they died for. That's what it means. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue on this vein of thought. But I'm going to share with you some more stats that I found today as to what happens to a nation that forgets God. Crazy stuff. Wow, wait until you...
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747 or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Jacob Bradley are leading the way with a few others in this attempt to get Christians and Christian populists to understand that we are the new cultural, countercultural movement, and one which is much more powerful than the countercultural movement of the 60s, which has failed. So what I like about the Sons of Liberty is they understand that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You know, I can just hear some people out there saying, man, these guys are just, man, they're, yeah, I understand they're preachers, man, but they're just giving us way too much word.
Too much.
It's like feeding
stuff.
A kid too much chocolate, right? Can you imagine a guy, well, the Bible says Christ is the bread of life, right? So if you're hungry,
yeah,
you're going to sup with Christ, right? Can you imagine some of these guys saying, you know what, I'm really hungry and that restaurant's got too much food in it?
Yeah. I was going to say, the kids wouldn't complain about too much candy.
No way. And whatsoever cause shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in your cities between blood and blood, between law and commandment, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them that they break not God's law or trespass against the Lord. And so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren, this do, and you shall not trespass. When's the last time you heard that in church? Thou shalt not hate. Listen to this one carefully. This is great. Leviticus 19:17. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall in any wise rebuke your neighbor and not allow sin upon him. I noticed that what you were saying right before the break, Jake, is everything to do for the good of the people that are listening to us right now. It's for their spiritual and physical good.
Mm-hmm.
Why would people kick up against the goads with that?
Doesn't feel good, right?
Doesn't make sense. It's common sense. And yet people don't like that.
That's not so common, right?
And then, no.
Common sense.
Well, criminals like to break the law, too.
Yeah.
But they don't like going to jail.
And they don't like being called criminals, either.
That's right. And, yeah, well, that's what they are. Offensive. They're lawbreakers. They're transgressors, right?
But they're innocent while they're in jail. I mean, ask a jail full of people, how many of you are guilty? Maybe get one
man,
or two.
I didn't do it. I didn't do what he said.
You ratted me out. That judge hates me.
We're all guilty before God. That's why we need his grace. Yep. The Bible says, take heed that you stand lest you fall. Because we have no righteousness within ourselves, folks.
Yep.
That's why we need Christ. Mm-hmm. That's why we want Christ. Isn't that right? Wherefore, now let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take heed to yourselves. Pay careful attention and do it. For there is no lawlessness or iniquity with the Lord our God. He's not a respecter of persons.
And bring it to the point where who are the gatekeepers that are instructing the church? Because we see now where the government system and secular society has fallen in line.
It's failed.
Where the church failed. If you go back to the Bible, and this is nothing new under the sun.
But, hey, by the way, did you know that Mussolini, speaking of that, did you know that Mussolini put the Catholic Church in Italy on payroll?
Oh, wow.
So they wouldn't oppose him?
Buy him off.
No, did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great way.
Sure.
Instead of hanging him from the gallows, give him a paycheck.
That's right.
Because then they'll be quiet.
And so they
you hang them from the gallows, they're going to fight
line.
You.
They fell in line, man.
Perfect way.
Yeah.
So Jeroboam, after a miracle was wrought in his land, he did not turn from his evil way, the Bible says, but he made of the lowest of the people priests of the high places. Those that would take bribes like Mussolini's comrades.
They'll fall in line with, like, let's say, something like homosexual marriage.
Or
Planned Parenthood and abortion.
Or little boys being molested. I mean, you know how they're
in agreement with this administration because they do nothing.
That's right.
Yeah.
They don't contend,
Amen.
Which shows that, well, maybe this isn't so bad. I get, like the nobles in William Wallace, and they go out and they negotiate with the king. They get lands in England and in Scotland. They win on both sides of the coin.
Sure.
Not knowing there's a noose around their neck that the king has no love for them.
That's right.
But you see Jeroboam makes, and he consecrates anyone who would become a priest of the high place. Jonathan Edwards was one of our great
awakening
preachers.
In other words,
what
Jake is saying here, folks, is they were looking. Jeroboam was looking for kings that didn't obey God.
That's right.
That's what he's looking
for.
And
priests that would never challenge his kingdom.
That's
what he was looking for.
That's right.
Just keep those Levites shut up.
Sounds
Don't
like
talk to me about the law of God.
And they hate the real prophets, folks, that
That's
point
right.
their finger at their face and say, you are the man, just like Nathan did to David.
And just like Amos did to the king. And
Amen.
Then the priest came out, Amaziah, who's actually appointed, just like in Samaria, what they did is they went outside of the Levites, those who were truly called, that had been instructed in the law. And this is important, folks. They went outside of those priests that were instructed in the law. They went to those priests who would debase themselves for a piece of bread or a shirt, like 10 shekels in a shirt. They would go for those priests because they knew those priests would never turn on them and call them out
Amen.
In the end.
We're talking about what happens to a nation that forsakes God's laws.
Right. And then the people become...
Well, today, radical animal rights activists arrested for soliciting undercover hitmen willing to kill someone for wearing fur. Wow. That's pretty interesting.
Animal
Did you ever
rights?
See those billboards where it shows a celebrity, Pamela Anderson, and it has up on there, Stop the Cruelty to Chickens?
Yeah, Richard Pryor.
Yeah, Richard Pryor.
Richard
those guys,
Simmons.
A guy from the Beatles is
Paul
on there, Paul
Simon,
McCartney. Yeah.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah, they're all for protecting... Yeah. Animals, but they're not for protecting innocent babies in the womb. Man, it's a good thing Mama didn't think that way.
That makes sense.
So here, what happens to a nation that forgets God's laws? Paper prints call for armed Occupy Wall Street protests. Huh. Someone wants to arm the occupiers for forced resistance. Wow. Folks, things getting better?
Yeah.
Said to you last week, how's that working out for you, America? How's that working out for you? And I know a lot of you out there going to church week after week trying to figure out why your pastor won't do and say what needs to be done and said. Because he's a hireling, that's why. Mm-hmm. Or he's got sin within him. And if you want to find out why he doesn't preach out against sin, as Charles Spurgeon rightly said, is follow him home and you'll find out.
Yeah.
He's not preaching out against sin, it's because he's guilty of it. Mm-hmm. That's why. Here's another one. Governor Christie was asked... Governor Christie was asked why he's vetoing the homosexual marriage bill in New Jersey. And he said, well, if you can prove to me the people want it, then let them vote on it. The homosexuals in New Jersey don't want them voting
on
it.
Oh, no.
What happens to a country that forsakes God and common sense? Men want to marry men, and women want to marry women.
Yep.
It's confusion to face. It's an abomination in the sight of God. What happens to a Christian nation? They have somebody called Barack Hussein Obama in their Oval Office, high-fiving the Muslims every step of the way and attacking the Christians every step of the way. So far as in the Middle East, Muslims killing Christians, and Obama turns his cheek. Well, why wouldn't he when America's turning their cheek on abortion?
That's right.
See how that works, folks? You got to read the Bible, folks. It's really easy and it's really simple. The fulfilling of the law is love. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. We used to have a good Samaritan law in our country, folks. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. We didn't have police in our streets always because we had good Samaritan laws. Good Samaritan laws were if one was being violated, you would help that individual that was being violated. Now what do we do or what are we taught to do? We're taught to turn the cheek. Matter of fact, just last year in St. Paul, an individual seen a cop getting attacked. He had a gun. He could have shot the assailant to protect the cop. But he didn't. You want to know why he didn't? Because he's afraid the government would come back after him for using a gun to protect the police officer. This is confusion of faith. What happens to a nation? What happens to a nation that forsakes God? Well, then you just forget about your children in public schools, and you let the first monster and any monster come along to indoctrinate your children through No Child Left Behind or International Baccalaureate. You know, I seen a sign not too long ago, folks. It was rather interesting. Good people with bad credit. How does that work? I understand bad things do happen to good people. Good people with bad credit. It sounds to me like someone didn't hold the reins on their credit. I'm not talking about a bad economy. I'm talking about those, and I'm pointing the finger at those that are irresponsible in their financial transactions and their dealings. Mm-hmm. But see, now you live in a society where nobody will point the finger anymore because they don't love anymore. They always want a bureaucracy at the end of it. So every commercial you see out there, hey, listen, you're a good person, you got bad credit, listen, I can help you out. Well, the first question that comes to my mind is, how much is that going to cost me? Mm-hmm. See, there's always something in it for them through force.
That's right.
Or oppressive means.
Mm-hmm.
It's always there. But yet, the American people tolerate this on a daily basis. They allow the president of these United States to pillage Social Security, to put death panels on something that's unconstitutional, to put homosexuals, radical homosexuals, Alina Kagan, who queerified Harvard into positions, and then 224 more individuals, even transvestites, into high-powered federal positions to rule over you folks. What happens to a nation that turns its back on God? Take a look around, folks. We have Jerry Sandusky's. We have pedophile rings. We have Planned Parenthoods that are tolerated. Yet we know the seeds of their conception and what they mean.
That's right.
Yet the American people stand back and play the fool and act like they don't know that they're being assaulted on a daily basis. What happens when you don't enforce God's commandments? Then you have criminals that will reign over you. If you're not going to be ruled by God, you're going to be ruled by tyrants. It's really simple. And by the way, folks, as harsh as this might sound to some people out there, let me tell you this. That's where hope is found in Christ, because it should drive you to the foot of the cross, and it can do no more. It's really true.
Mm-hmm.
The hope is found in what you do with the truth given. And I can't do it for you. But you know what? Every time you turn the radio on the Sons of Liberty on a daily basis, 6 days a week, we're going to give it to you because we do love you, like it or not. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We will talk to you tomorrow. Check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out my Facebook, too, if you get a minute. Bradley Ding, Facebook, Bradley Ding. See ya.